Report: Biden's DHS will start issuing ID cards to migrants crossing border this summer. By John Binder on May 9, 2024. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is reportedly starting a pilot program to provide migrants released into the United States and placed into deportation proceedings with identification, ID, cards. Fox News Digital's Adam Shore reported that DHS officials have confirmed the agency will begin implementing the Secure Docket Card program this summer, offering photo IDs to about 10,000 migrants who cross the United States-Mexico border and are subsequently released into the U.S. interior. Watch: West Texas border area deserted after Abbott's fencing mission. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed to Fox News Digital this week the pilot program is expected to commence this summer with the distribution of approximately 10,000 cards, Shore report. While the agency stressed that plans are pre-decisional and still subject to change, it is expected the cards will be issued in 3 or 4 locations in the U.S. A spokesperson with DHS told Shaw the specifics of the photo IDs are under development but stressed that they will not be an official form of federal identification. In December of last year, after remaining quiet on the pilot program, ICE officials confirmed its development in a year-end report. The Office of Immigration Program Evaluation is leading the ICE Secure Docket Card project, which offers a uniform, durable card provided to non-citizens upon release and facilitates reliable access to commonly lost or damaged immigration-related paperwork, emphasis added. As far back as August 2022, when Biden's DHS first began developing the pilot program, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee started sounding the alarm. The issuance of ID cards raises the possibility that illegal aliens will use these identification cards to improperly access benefits such as housing, healthcare, and transportation, the Republicans wrote at the time. A Congressional Budget Office, CBO, report from January found that in about 3 years, Biden's DHS has welcomed some 6.2 million migrants to American communities through its expansive catch-and-release network at the southern border. The CBO report suggested that Biden's DHS is releasing nearly 200,000 migrants into the U.S. interior every month. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.